recognizing the light of Christ in the temple. We celebrate today the presentation of the Lord. And the most beautiful experience in this presentation is the light of Christ that Simeon saw in that baby. And here we have an important aspect of our faith: how to recognize this grace or this light here at the church. And the first thing that we can see in Simeon is he had a high expectation. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And maybe this is a good question for our Sunday morning. What kind of expectation I have when I'm at home preparing to come to the church? What kind of expectation I have in my heart? Because probably the grace that we can receive is proportional to the expectation that I'm bringing. In other words, what is the size of the container that I'm bringing to the Holy Mass in order to get the grace that will be offered to me at this moment? Because the grace will be always offered. And at least two graces. One grace that comes from this table, the table of the Word of God, and the grace that comes from the Eucharist, the body of Christ. And everybody will receive the same thing. You will listen the Word of God, and most of you will receive also the body of Christ. But what is the effect of this grace? Why that for some people the effect is one thing and for others is different, and for another people nothing will happen? And maybe one of the keys that can help us to understand this aspect is the expectation that we bring in our heart. And it is so important when we are able to elevate our expectations about God and about the presence of His grace in my life. And it is beautiful when we truly believe that we will receive the grace that is needed for this moment of my life. Maybe it is not in a way that I'm expecting, but it will be the grace of God that I will receive. How? It's not the most important question. No, because we don't know. And as I said maybe 2 weeks ago, we cannot control how God will give the grace, but we can create the expectation, and God will find the perfect way and the most perfect ways to deliver the grace that we need for our lives. And it is beautiful when we walk holding what I call holding the question mark. If I could use one image, I can see myself walking in the journey of my mission and vocation holding a question mark. But it's because I have doubt? No, it's because I don't know how God will bring the grace that I need for my life. And this question mark means the expectation. The expectation. I cannot say how, I cannot say when, but I can say will come, because I'm waiting for this consolation. And Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And he saw, he touched that light. he saw in his arms Christ, the light of Christ, the grace. And when we create and nourish this expectation based on our faith, probably we will see in our arms this grace. When? We don't know. How? We don't know. But we truly know, or we can truly believe, that this grace is on the way. And we can't imagine how God can come, how his light can shine upon us, can shine in our lives. And usually, the light is unbelievable. The light that he can present to us, it's unbelievable. The measure of that light, we don't know. But if I'm holding a huge container, probably I will receive more, or I will see more. I don't like to define the things for God. I prefer leave the God be God and do what he wants. Because one thing I know, he can do more than myself. He can see more than myself. He can understand the moments and the situations of my life better than myself. And walking with him and holding this expectation, probably we will meet him. We will have this divine encounter with his grace and his light. And we can live this in our personal life, in our family, but also we can live this as a community. It's the same thing. If we hold this expectation about our community, probably we will see the grace in a totally unexpected way. And I have seen this so many times in so many different places, and even here. And the time is coming to reveal to all of you how this grace had appeared here in our community in a totally special way. And this is what we can do. Walking in faith and keeping this expectation alive as Simeon, because for him, he knew, I will see the light of Christ. It was for him a kind of statement. For him, there is no doubt, I will see this light. I will see this grace. And he saw. And may God bless all of us, and teach us how to keep alive this kind of expectation, and how to bring maybe a bigger container. And the container is the image of our hearts. The more my heart is open, probably the more I will receive this grace. If it is not open, it's probably I will see almost nothing. But it's opened in a different way, probably I will see more. And may God bless all of us. Amen.